YouTube.
Elijah.
What?
Elijah. My name's Elijah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Well, what is it? Philippine name.
It's a Hebrew name.
Hebrew name. Yeah.
We're not Jewish.
We're not Jewish, but you have a Hebrew name.
When he was born, we didn't want to indoctrinate him with some sort of name, so we just, for the first 10 weeks, we just called him every name in the book. And the only one he moved his eyes to was Elijah. So he said, okay, it must be Elijah. So. Yeah. Toronto is central. In between Quebec and the U.S., we're 1 hour from Detroit, 1 hour from New York, 2 hours from Quebec, 3 hours from the Atlantic. Yeah, it's kind of in the center, a little bit. It's gotten radical in Canada.
Wasn't
that, the
trucker protest was Ottawa.
Ottawa.
We went right away.
You went supportive.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's turned communist now.
Yes. What do they call him, dictator Trudeau?
Yes. Like his father. Yes. So, it's before we can go back to Canada, we have to pay $6,000 to get into our country each. Or we have to submit to government mandates, which we will not do. So we go to court a lot. We go to court and fight in the black robes. Yes.
I've never heard any country remember.
It's ridiculous. But no matter. Yes, but he has all the media stations paid $500 million with taxpayer money. So no media station in Canada. The media stations in Canada, there's only one that rebels, and they have been disowned by the media, other media corporations, as being rogue. So it the news doesn't get out, really.
It's about the same as Ukraine, right? Because we don't have any problems, you know, that
is. This is the trend now. It's a trend all over. So we started noticing this trend in 2018. So by 2019, we pulled our son out of state school. And we started homeschooling him. So
that's much easier.
Yeah. I don't know about easier.
It's tougher.
Yeah. He wasn't getting it. You know, he is now. He has about 30% of Dhamma. He writes out Ajahn Mun's biography, and he writes out the Panchasila and the basic rules. We haven't worked since the pandemic. I was a chef for many years, for 35 years. Yeah, in a hotel. I was running large brigades, you know, 60 to 100. She was in nursing before. Yes, but.
I do have some family in the Philippines and everywhere around the world.
Living in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Or even living in Hawaii, I'm staying in the U.S.
Well, the U.S. is kind of.
Hawaii. I'm not talking about the U.S.
My family is in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. My family.
Hawaii is a little bit different than the U.S.
Mostly the DOD runs Hawaii, the Department of Defense. So you either work for the Department of Defense, which is 80% of the jobs,
or tourism.
Yeah.
We can't go to the U.S.,
Ajahn, because we're not vaccinated. You need to be vaccinated, fully vaccinated. Yes, we can't enter.
Yeah.
But the one screw doesn't touch the next.
On our first attempt to come.
Yeah, their nuts and bolts aren't together. Bizarre. It's unreal. Yes, and
my grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he seems to be quite a dog on that one. Like he's got big teeth. Yeah. None of us are getting out of this alive. So.
What we do to
coming in?
The word walk.
Yes.
That is not pandemic and
Yes, absolutely. You can see it happening through the banks and how they're.
They are now going to come back.
Yeah. So
you better get yourself wherever you are, have your garden, and have your plants, you know.
Be self-sufficient.
Yes. So, but for our son, in the next 2 years, hopefully, if things don't go too berserk, we'd like our son to take, become Anagarika, part of his training for 3 months. We want to develop his. We want to take him around so he understands what he's getting into. We don't want him to feel that after 1 month or 2 months that it's not for him. We want him to have a full contract in his heart to not be able to, even when it gets tough. Hopefully. By the time he is 18, he will be a Samanera. And if he can be a Samanera for 1 year and Anagarika for 3 months, then if he chooses to stay in robes and go further, then that's great. But before he goes out into the world, we prefer to have this kind of training in his heart. Well, 3 months is just... 3 months is just a taste.
Yeah.
We want a full cup of coffee, not just a sip. It's up, only up to him.
Yeah, I mean, after the age of 16 or 18, you know, more or less his conviction. And then the night when I got up, you can step on the path. Don't have to be a monk forever.
Mm-hmm. It's the great part about Thailand, I think, is it's one of the only Kamatana, it's the only Kamatana country in the world.
Yeah, it's pretty much. Again, it's a great tradition.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most honorable in the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where do you find arahants now? I don't know where the arahants.
Living. What? How are you feeling today?
What better?
You were sick yesterday.
Yeah. I lie flat for the cold.
COVID.
No, no. COVID.
Just cold.
Just high fever and cold.
Mm.
Cough. Every time, I mean, the day before it was raining very heavily and we got all that on Tindaba. And then I can be sure that I get fever.
Mm-hmm.
We're not worried about COVID.
What?
We have zero worries about COVID. It's more of a joke though.
Yeah, I mean, it's my joke as well. People are afraid of dying, yeah? But why are they born, you know? Because everybody who's born...
Well, we're born because of our karma.
Yeah. And you will die because of your karma.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of COVID. So, do you have any questions,
yeah? Yes. How old do I have to be to ordain as a white robe?
That can be... I mean... Normally between after 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can become a samanin after nine years, yeah?
Mm.
As long as you can scare or grow, yeah?
Yeah.
You can become a samanin. And if you become a samanin, you can be a white robe lay follower.
You have to be really independent, Ajahn.
What?
They have to be very independent. So they won't, for 9-year-olds, they have to be very independent, not to be a burden to the other monks.
They are always a burden to the
other monks. Teaching them.
You saw the kids, they are about his age, a little bit older, yeah,
yeah.
1 or 2 years older. They have been summoners for 1 month, yeah. And they are quite a burden, yeah. You have to be careful. You have to always keep them busy with something, yeah.
So that's why they were helping around.
Yeah, they start helping around.
Oh, there's someone there.
There used to be someone there.
I think it would be fun.
What?
I think it would be fun.
Yeah.
Well, I never really experienced it.
It's not like summertime.
I know.
Seminary is a little bit more difficult than Anakarika. Right? I mean, we don't call them Anakarikas here. We just call them park house. Right? White rope clay follow.
Mm. And that's 10 precept?
No, that is 8 precept.
8 precept.
Seminary is 10 precept.
Seminary is 10 precept.
But Samanera, you have to go in the path as well, you know.
They have to help
go
in the path, like the temple boy. No,
they are not actually temple boys. Yeah? A Samanera is not a temple boy. Yeah? A Samanera is
a novice.
Is a novice, yeah. I mean, he learns the same way, you know, as a monk, but he doesn't have yet the stringent rules as a monk.
So
they are practicing, you know, they are practicing as a monk. So they go up in the path, you know, and do visit duties of the monk. Yeah. Yeah, very similar.
So like help around
in the cafeteria? Normally not, no. They are together with the monk, yeah.
Somewhere
yeah.
Around is a meditator.
It's a novice, it's a novice.
Mm-hmm.
A novice is to be trained to become a monk, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he is not around with the lay people there. Yeah.
So you're learning the same things that the monks are
yeah.
learning.
Training to become a bhikkhu.
Mm-hmm.
The bhikkhu is 247.
So, what is the ordinary schedule?
What?
What is the ordinary schedule?
The ordinary schedule is 3 o'clock, you know, you... 3 o'clock in the morning you get up and you practice, yeah? I mean, you might do your chanting in the morning, yeah? In the morning chanting, and then you practice, and then 5 o'clock is meeting here, yeah? The sala, yeah? And then when you go to the park, 5:30 or something like that, yeah? And then when you come back, you just what you see, then we eat. And after that, you know, you take care of your ropes and your bowl, and then, yeah? And then you go back to your cooking practice, yeah?
Your duties, you just go back to the
natural
meditation?
Yeah, most. These are our duties, yeah? And in the afternoon, I mean, they're sweeping, you know, I mean, everybody helps cleaning the sala, yeah? And that's it, yeah? So most of the time you do practice, yeah?
And how would a visa work? Like the countries?
If you have a tourist visa, I mean, then as a permanent, then there is a way, you know, how to transform it to a 1 year visa, you know, that you get extended as long as you are permanent.
Is that a religious?
Yeah, it's more or less it's a religious. Right?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I look into your website, Ajahn. Do you have a talk every 5 o'clock in the afternoon, or?
I used to have. No, I don't have.
Okay.
I mean, I just thought about it. Yeah. I mean, 2 years ago, I mean, I had 3 talks in a week. Yeah. And now I just don't have the power anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's not so much interest anymore. At that time, you know, lots of people, before COVID, lots of people were coming, they were interested in the Dhamma. So, I mean, but now, I mean, this COVID, even the Thais are afraid of it.
Yeah.
You see them all running around with masks, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Not wanting to.
I've never seen so many masks.
What?
I've never seen so many masks. Yeah.
We've
been kicked out of temples for not having a mask.
Yeah, yeah.
We were in Bangkok and everybody is in masks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And,
yeah, this is one of the few temples where you don't have to.
We are great.
And where you don't have to be vaccinated.
Yeah, we're thankful for that. Yes.
But now they are going to relax it, you know. I see some of the monasteries there. I mean, relaxing these but about mass, I don't know. It has become a third leg of them, you know. I mean, they don't want to let people off the third leg. You know? Mm-hmm. They still think it protects them.
Mm-hmm. Bizarre.
Yeah, you can't say. I say for 2 years that they don't. They go out, you know, and they put on.
Yeah, there's something the UN uses, or the World Health Organization links all the countries together. They call IDCs, or International Diagnostic Codes.
Yeah.
So when you go to a doctor in Germany or France or Canada or wherever, the doctor just can't make up a diagnosis. He has to go to the computer and look for the code. So in 2018, we started looking into our Ministry of Health, into the IDCs, and they start changing the IDCs and linking illnesses together, the flu and whatnot, into one. That's where COVID came from.
Mm.
It was 25 or 20 different illnesses they would have to individually diagnose. They put together as one, and then linked up all of their symptoms together to form that one, and that became COVID. So all the The 200 countries that are in the world. Bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, the World Health Organization wants to run the world now.
It is. It literally is.
But it will fail. All of these things will fail. Yeah. I mean, the people. Yeah. I mean, look at the people in Europe. Yeah. I mean, they're starting to revolt because of, yeah.
Yeah, Holland, Netherlands, and you know, you see through France and Italy as well.
Italy, yeah. Sooner or later, Germany, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
They are going to freeze to death. And
yeah, Canada now is supporting Germany with fuels because to get them off the Russian. That's bizarre. 60% of Germany's fuels come from Russia.
How is it shooting yourself in the knee, yeah? But not only me, I mean, in Germany you shoot yourself in the heart, yeah? Or in the lungs. Yeah?
Mm.
But let them do it, you know, they're all crazy. Let them do it. Yeah, I mean, you can't help this. Yeah?
No, you can't help. No,
you can't. You can't, with argument, you know, with logic. I mean, you saw it in COVID. People, you know, doctors, you know, who were logical and had reason, you know, and had explanation, yeah, they weren't listened to, they were shamed. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. And people who only had emotions, you know, they were listening.
That's it, it's all on emotional.
And that And that is the same as our European or Western governments around emotion, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Not logic anymore.
Feel good.
Yeah?
Yeah,
the
yeah?
mask is emotion. What? There's really no logic in the masking.
there was one thing that one of our friends found. It was just a one of these YouTube short things. And it was a kid who was smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
And just as an experiment, he took out and pulled on the whole cigarette, put his mask on, and then without breathing, just let the smoke come out. And you see all the smoke
coming out.
So there. You know that's where all the air is going in. Yeah. So the mask was doing zero.
Only if you have these PP5 masks or these
and
there you can't breathe anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Ajahn, may I ask about the four Brahma Viharas?
Four Brahma Viharas, that is Metta, Karuna, what is it?
Mudita.
What?
Mudita.
Mudita Upekha, yeah.
I understood the metta, compassion, the karuna, and the mudita. I have a little bit of difficulty understanding the ubhika and how it is like being practiced.
Equanimity.
Mm-hmm. How can I practice that in my day to day, the equanimity?
If your husband says something that you don't like, you stay calm. Yeah? If your child does something that you don't like, you stay calm. Yeah? And that is difficult.
Very difficult, very difficult. It's so easy to say, very difficult to practice.
You only can practice it, yeah. I mean, all these, you know, are the higher realms. Yeah? All this you can only practice if you're really good at meditation. And practice, yeah. And if you cut down a little bit on greed and hatred, yeah. Mm. Because the hatred, you know, it brings up this, or the greed also brings up,
The irritation.
The irritation, I mean, that's our life, you know. We are born with greed and we are born with hate, Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we wouldn't be born.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because of greed
and hate, and delusion, we wouldn't
that's
be born.
Anger. That's the anchor.
The anger, it's
the
hate,
anchor.
Anger.
Like a hook. Mm. Mm.
So, I mean, even also the metta, you know, I mean, if you really consider, you know, metta or loving kindness, I mean, you have to be very kind to the person who wants to kill you or torture you. And that is difficult. This is true metta, Because that person who has this metta understands that he who wants to kill you has more problems than you yourself. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
He does more harm to himself than he does to you.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard to. It's very difficult when you are in that situation.
Practice meditation,
and
forget about all these things. Yeah.
When you practice meditation.
And try to cut down, you know. I mean, through investigation, see what is wholesome, see what is not wholesome. Yeah, and follow the wholesomeness, develop the wholesomeness, and let go of the unwholesomeness. That is the best you can do. When we come closer to our heart, then we can see all these Brahma Viharas. They are there, but they are covered up. Yeah? The closer we come to our heart, the more open our heart is, the more we have these. Yeah? So it is not something that you really start to practice, It is what we do practice is getting to the heart, and letting our heart open. And people don't dare to let their heart open. Because there's all this garbage inside, and they don't want to see that garbage, that's why they put it in the first place, And now when you do meditation, you see that garbage,
That's one of my favorite talks, is Sati of the Heart.
Where it's see your talk.
Over and over and over and over.
that's important. Forgetting the point, so we have to keep on listening over and over.
Yes. And it's the same thing with your daily reflection, listening over and over, reminding yourself, oh, forgot it, yeah? The daily reflection is so helpful, yeah? It shows you what is wholesome, it shows you what is not wholesome, yeah? But it shows the heart, yeah? Not trying to think about it, not trying to evaluate what is happening during the day. Just seeing, yeah? Just looking. Yeah? When you see, you know, your anger rising towards your parents or your friends, yeah? And what came before, yeah? It has nothing to do with your parents. Huh? Yes, that helps calm down all this, but it doesn't eliminate the reason, yeah? So the next time it comes up again, and you have to do metta again, yeah? But it doesn't eliminate the reason why did it came up, yeah? Mm-hmm. If you do the reflection, you see why it came up, yeah? Mm-hmm. It has something to do with yourself, yeah? Yeah? You will be satisfied with yourself, yeah? And this dissatisfaction, you know, you see somebody else doing something, and this dissatisfaction latches out onto somebody else, yeah? Hmm?
So the key is reflecting.
Yeah.
So you have to do reflection.
Without judging, yeah? Not judging. And that is very difficult for us, yeah? You want to say, that was good and that was bad, yeah? No, let the heart decide what was good and bad.
What do you mean by without touching?
Judging.
Judging.
Mm.
Without judging.
Without saying good or bad, you know? Yeah?
Without calling names, the preference and
not. Or without putting labels on it. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. So the key is reflection in doing.
Never you see. There you see, you know, what boils up, yeah? I mean, sometimes, you know, sometimes we wake up with a very nice dream or a very nice thought, and then the day works by, you know, without any problems, yeah?
Yeah?
And then the next day we wake up with a terrible thought or nightmare, you know, and then the whole day goes wrong, yeah? It was the same day, you know, I mean, but, you know, because of our state of mind in the beginning of the day, yeah? And then everything, you know, it was negative in the beginning, and then everything what we see, you know, tends to turn on more negativity, yeah? And if we let that go in the beginning, when we see this nightmare, and then and counteract it, yeah? There we can do some matter, you know, and count out it, okay, so whatever happens will happen, yeah? And let this negativity go, then the day will
finish up. When sometimes we wake up, we are already in a bad mood.
Yeah, because of your dreams that you can't remember, yeah? How can you be in a bad mood? And then sit down until the bad mood is gone, yeah? Hmm?
Sit down, meditate and reflect, and do reflection.
In the 70s in German we had the saying, when I had my, you know, when I wanted to work really badly, you know, I sat in the corner and waited until this wanting to work went away. So it's the same with the bad mood. Yeah, you sit in the corner and wait until this bad mood went away. And the bad mood is, you know, it is prolonged by thought. About this bad mood, yeah. So, I mean, if you cut down on the thoughts, you know, sooner or later the bad mood will go. All these things, you know, are thoughts and memories, you know. So that's where meditation really helps.
So, like, you can do both meditation and down meditation and sitting meditation, they all come out with the same outlook.
Sitting meditation, walking meditation, yes, I mean you can get a pretty same result. The only thing about sitting meditation, you can go deeper into samadhi than in walking meditation. But for the moment, walking meditation, I mean it can lead you to samadhi, so I mean there's no problem. It doesn't lead you to the deep state of samadhi.
When you're doing walking meditation,
yeah.
Do you just watch your breath?
I mean, you can watch your breath, you can watch your whole body, you know, the movement of the body, but you have to be fixed at one point. Yeah? Be it at the nose, you know, when you watch your breath, be it at the nose. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But you can watch the whole body move. Yeah?
And And city meditation.
And, yeah, no imagination.
No imagination.
Yeah, no, like thinking, only focused on
No. I mean, just look, you know, about 1 meter in front of you, yeah? Don't look left or don't look right, yeah? And at the end of the walking path, you know, I mean, just reflect, have you been with the breath all the time, yeah? You won't, yeah? So, and then, you know, turn around and say, just this one path, I want to be with the breath all the time. Mm. And that gets us concentrated, if you do that every time, gets us concentrated very fast.
What about laying down meditation?
No.
Sleeping. It's called sleeping.
Yeah, yeah, it's called, in most of the cases, it's called sleeping. Me arai.
We'll go back in.
The lakap, la?
The
lakap. Okay,
then
we'll have to wait for the
lakap.
Okay, then we'll have to wait for the lakap. Okay, then we'll have to wait for
the lakap. Okay, then
we'll have to wait for the lakap. Okay, then we'll have มันหลังเหร
อ
ปวดหลังปวดหลังนี่คนนี้ก็มาจากไหนมาจากกรุงเทพเหรอ
จริงบ้านอยู่ขอนแก่นนะคะ
ขอนแก่น
ค่ะแต่น้ำมันจะท่วมก็เลยขนย้ายของมาอยู่กับบ้านพี่สาวที่อุดรค่ะ
อุดร
ค่ะ
น้ำท่วมที่ขอนแก่นเหรอ
ค่ะปีที่แล้วท่วมจนถึงหลังคา
โอ้โหท่วมถึงหลังคา
ก็เลยปีนี้ก็เลยหลบเลยค่ะ
หลบก่อน
ค่ะย้ายมาอยู่ที่บ้านพี่สาวที่อุดรค่ะ
แล้วรู้จักวัดนี้ยังไง
เพราะเพื่อนก็เคยมาภาวนา
เพื่อนเคยมา
เลยรู้จักลองมาดู
โอเคYeah, you understand about walking Chonkon? Yeah. And the faster you walk, the easier it is to concentrate.
Oh, yeah?
Don't walk very slowly. Oh. Because you fall away, you know, the dreams go all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah? I mean, walk normally or walk fast. Yeah?
No, not slow.
Not slow.
Just
walking, only when you turn around, I mean, then where you stop, you know, and say, okay, this one part, I'm just going to go far. And then you walk normally, and then you stop and turn around. Yeah? Always check, you know, how long have you been. Yeah? And you will see. It hardly works out that you've been one path with the Buddha or with the breath.
Yes, it is difficult.
It's so, yeah. But it will, yeah. I mean, sooner or later. I mean, we learn to walk, huh? Yeah. Yeah. How long did it take us? 1 year, yeah. And to learn to meditate, it takes us a little bit longer.
I
learned
about meditation when I was like 5, I think.
What?
I started learning about meditation when I was like 5. I never really tried it before. I only knew about it.
Hmm? We used to take them for Katina.
Oh, for in Ottawa.
Yeah, there's a couple of Lao temples, but there's only 3 monk, and they're very tiny. And generally, they don't speak English.
No. They speak Lao.
And they're not really Kamatana. They're there for the community, the Lao community.
Yes.
They're not really
That's what I found, you know. That's what I found when I went to Germany. I thought actually, I can raise something in Germany. But I mean, all the temples are there for the community, only for pity me, pity no, pity none. Yeah. But not really for practice.
Not really teaching the Dharma.
Not really teaching the Dharma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have tons of Mahayana, mostly Tibetan.
Yeah.
But it's very mystical.
Yeah.
I might as well be a Catholic.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's a Mahayana. It's a Mahayana tradition. Yeah. Mahayana is a more the Zen tradition than the Tibetan, yeah? And then the Theravada. Yeah. Theravada means the teaching of the older, elder. Mm. Yeah. And that's where actually, you know, there are not many countries, yeah? I mean, it is Sri Lanka, yeah? It is Thailand, it is Burma, and it is Laos and Cambodia. Yeah? These are really Theravada countries. And then when you go to Vietnam, it's already a mix between Mahayana and Theravada.
Mm-hmm.
So, can like a monk in your temple can become a forest monk?
Can become a what?
A forest monk. So like, do monks here go into forest and meditate?
Yeah. Yeah. But you have to stay here at the temple for 5 years first, yeah?
In order to wander around, yeah, the forest.
And then you still need the approval of your Ajahn. If he sees that you're fit, then he sends you off in the forest, yeah? Mm-hmm. You can either go alone or you can go two or three, yeah, together, yeah?
So 5 year apprenticeship.
Yeah.
So, I'm 16. No, I think I have to be a monk when I'm 20. I can go later
day. Well, that depends on, if you're as a manera, and if you it all depends on, there is no fixed truth. So if the Ajahn sees, that you're okay, yeah? That you can go alone, yeah? And don't get crazy, yeah? Mm-hmm. I've seen so many people go crazy, if they stay alone, in the forest, by themselves, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And if he sees it, then he says, yeah, go ahead, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or go with the Ajahn first, and then he looks, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If the Ajahn goes, then, if the Ajahn or a senior monk goes with you, then you can go anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're on Tudong, you're still required to hold your 227?
Of course.
And so, for
it's
one
difficult,
year.
But difficult.
So, do you still do confession?
Yeah. When you're Tudong, you normally go to a monastery nearby, and do it. Yeah. On the holy days, or on the moon days, you do your confession.
Mm.
If you're too far away, you there is a way, how to do it for yourself, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the monks, should go, yeah.
Mm. Interesting.
I mean, that since when you become a monk, the 227 rules are there, fixed, until you disrobe. There's no Sunday. There's no Sunday where you change the priest changes into a layman's cloth and goes into a brothel, yeah.
If you break one of your vows,
what?
If you break one of your vows as a monk,
yeah.
Do you have to demote?
Only if you break the first four of them.
Oh.
So stealing something, yeah. killing, what is it?
Sexual conduct,
and then lying about supernatural opinion.
Supernatural.
Is that what number four is?
Yeah.
It's not just lying.
No.
It's only lying about your own.
Your attainment, yeah. Lying is a pachitya. Yeah.
So it's a lesser.
Yeah, it's a lesser.
Does it aim in order to break killing now?
What?
In order to break the killing vow for a monk, does it have to do it on purpose or by accident?
By accident, it is not. No, it's not. No, it's
so
not breaking
the
vow.
If you accidentally step on a lizard or something,
it's only killing a human being, yeah?
Oh,
or asking somebody to kill a human being. Yeah.
Oh.
So, if a person. Like
you don't actually have to kill it yourself, yeah? But you ask somebody.
Mm-hmm. Order it.
Yeah,
anything that you tell somebody, because you're still telling them to kill it, He says, if you didn't tell him to kill it, that chicken or whatever you're telling him to kill would have died.
You're too fast for me.
Sorry.
Make it slow so that I understand.
So if you order somebody to kill a chicken for somebody,
No, chicken, you know, that's not a problem. I mean, this is not, I mean, it will be a pachitya, but it will be not a big offense.
So you only have to kill a human being.
Human,
in order to,
break your mouth. Or try to kill it, You don't actually have to kill it.
If you don't.
You just have the intention to.
Yeah, the intention to.
So just the thinking and the wanting to kill is enough.
Not to think, the thinking, I mean, I have so many thoughts, I want to kill this person, but it doesn't really mean that we want to, I mean, it has to, there has to be some deep, So you have to tell a person, please, please get rid of this person for me, go ahead and kill him, So, it does actually have to be more, But the kill itself can be successful or not successful. It's still,
It's still broken.
Yeah, it's still broken.
Because you have the intent.
You have the intent really to get rid of this person.
So if you're thinking about killing somebody and you don't end up doing it, does that still count?
That is just bad karma in your mind.
But if you connect that thought with an action outside of your body, then
with speech,
Once it leaves your body, you have no more control over it now.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So if you walk on a worm by accident during a rainstorm, because I was telling him before, killing is killing. So
I mean, you have to have intent to kill. I mean, if you step on a snake or if you step on a lizard, we constantly step on snails, I mean, we don't see them, that is not intent. But, for instance, I mean, the Lord Buddha said, one of the monks, he thought he saw a snake, he took a stick, and beat it up, and it was actually a stick. That is also the intent of killing.
It wasn't even a snake,
But he had the intent of killing that stick, that he thought it was a snake.
So did he break his vows?
You break the vows, but you don't have to disrobe.
It's a minor.
But if you break more, if you break four vows or more, then you have to disrobe?
No. Only if you break the first four vows.
The major vows.
So the major ones you disrobe.
Nobody asks you to disrobe. You are disrobed from the moment you break them. And you cannot become a monk anymore.
Ever.
In this lifetime.
In this lifetime.
You're not allowed.
Don't
break these. And stealing is not wrong, I mean, you just see something like, like a little, adornment, and you want it and you take it and that's it. It can be a needle, it can be a nice needle, you take it and you're fine.
Monks can't use money, right?
No.
But what he said about the second vow is even more important than the first one, because it's more likely it'll be violated.
Yeah. Okay. It's very it's easily violated.
Stealing is much more easier than killing.
Mm-hmm.
Because stealing, you just have to do one action. Killing, you have to do
four actions. I mean, nowadays, it is much easier.
And then the third vow,
I mean the moment the penis goes into the vagina, then it's off. Before that, it's a sangha disesa, but the moment the penis touches the vagina, then it's off.
That's it.
So better throw your ropes off, before you do it. Then I can reordain afterwards.
But what about kissing and all that other stuff?
That is Sangati Sesa, you know. I mean, you will be invited before a committee, you know, and then you have to, you know, you have to tell, you know, for 10 days, you know, you tell every monk who comes visit what you did, you know. You know, this is a harsh, you know, this is a harsh treatment. And there are 72 of these Sangati Sesas, you know, these are harsh.
72. Mm-hmm.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
And then the fourth one
is, you know, I mean, boasting with your attainments that you have supernatural powers, that you have to attain to, or boasting that somebody else has, you know, attained to arahantship, yeah, because it, you know, people like that, you know, yeah. They now, you know, oh, he's an arahant, you know, they go and talk to him, yeah, yeah. So they like to flock to him, you know. And this person says, oh, he's an arahant as well, you know. Then they flock to him. And that, you know, the Lord Buddha didn't want that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that is gain, you know, because of life. Mm.
Gain, right.
Yeah, gain because
of artificial gain.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that count as lying?
Yes, it is lying. Oh. Of course it is lying. But, you know, I mean, a lie, you know, like... This person did this and this, and they didn't do it, you know. I mean, this is a lie, but it has nothing here. Yeah? It's still a pachitya, yeah.
Pachitya.
It's a minor. Yeah. It's a minor. Mm-hmm. Pachitya, and there are Nisigya pachitya, where you have to forfeit it, yeah. I mean, if you accept money, yeah, in your hand, you know, you have to forfeit the money, yeah. And that is a Nisigya pachitya.
Because I saw in Bangkok that some of the monks there had accepted some money.
Yeah.
So
let them do it. I mean, it's their problem. Mm.
What do monks do with the money that they have? They get money.
We put it here in the safe, yeah, and then the layperson, and then we ask the layperson to buy this or buy that for us, you know.
Oh, so like you can't use the money, but you can tell the layperson to use the money.
That's right.
For the requisites.
Yeah. For requisites, for building, for this, you know. For
but can you like go out with the lay person and help and tell them what to buy?
To look after their needs.
Just the basic needs.
So it's only the four sila? What about the drinking?
Intoxication.
It's pachitya. Oh.
It's minor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Is that breaking
your
vows, drinking?
Yeah, yeah. It's drinking, yeah. The problem is what you do when you're drunk.
Then you will do the four major things.
Then you might do the major four.
Yeah, like at least one.
Yeah. 20 years ago, I lived with a monk in a forest, one single monk,
yeah,
from Isan, down in the south for 4 months.
Mm.
It was wonderful. Beside King Rama. Five waterfall where he put his name into the rock. And I asked him, because I was still drinking, and I said, is a monk allowed to drink? And he says, oh, no, monks not allowed to drink. He said, but not as bad as the four. So, and I didn't understand. It's like, why is it conscious that I have this in it? And he responded, he said, because alcohol makes you crave more.
Yeah.
And the more you crave, the more stupid you become. Mm. So he goes, it's not as serious as the first four.
Yeah.
And it wasn't included. And then he told me this story about some of the monks coming out of a village in their alms bowl, and they got a little bit of, and then they turned into lunatics.
Yeah.
So then it gave a bad name to the order.
Mm.
So. But that was quite interesting.
I didn't hear this story, but you know, it does make sense. I mean, drinking alcohol, or you. It's bad, yeah. I mean, it is, yeah. I mean, you should not do anything, yeah. Even if it's a minor offense, you should not do any offense, yeah. Some offenses, you know, are more strictly, yeah. Some offenses cannot be redeemed, yeah. The four. Parachika, they are called parachika. They cannot be redeemed. You are instantly, the moment you are, yeah, you're gone out of the, if you take off your robes or not, I mean you're not a monk anymore. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you keep on your robes, I mean you go to hell. Yeah?
I mean it's even worse.
There's no. Yeah? If you break one of the paratikas, you're already on the way to hell. Yeah. Because that is not what a monk should do. And then there are the more stringent ones, you know, I mean the Sangha-di-sesa, yeah? I mean, where you have to come in front of a monkhood, yeah? Where the monks, you know, and then you have to tell them what you did, yeah? Yeah? Yes. And then you have to be punished for 10 days, yeah? And after the 10 days, you know, you have to come in front of the monkhood and they chant, you know? And if they take you back, you know.
It's up to the order at that point. Mm.
They will take you back, yeah. So, yeah. If they see, you know, I mean, if you go through that, you know, I mean.
So, monks have to eat whatever they have in the
what?
Morning. So, in the morning,
yeah.
Monks have to eat everything in their own floor.
No.
But, like, they can eat everything that, like, passes around.
No.
The things that pass around, you put some things in the bowl, you know, and then you pass it on. But you don't have to eat everything that is in your arm. Okay. Some monks do it, you know, but you don't do it. Yeah.
So if you don't want the thing that passes around, you don't have to take it.
You don't have to. Yeah.
So
but you can learn to take it.
I don't think you can refuse anyone from their offer, though.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody puts something in your bowl, you can refuse.
Come again?
If somebody puts something in your bowl, you cannot refuse it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if it's in your alms bowl, you can't refuse it?
No.
So, like, when you're doing...
When you pick it out for yourself, you know, then you can take what you like and leave what you don't like.
So, like, when you're doing alms outside, in the morning,
you
can't
refuse. Like,
no.
A lay person gives you something that you don't like, you can't refuse.
No. You can't say, I don't
want that.
Who are you to take
that? That's not what a monk is, eh? We live, you know, whatever is given to us, that is what we live on. Mm-hmm. And you will be very happy, especially if you go to Dong, you know. I mean, you will eat anything. Yeah?
Banana and some rice.
I mean,
if not, then you have to pass. Yeah. Well, thank you for your time. I don't want to take up your whole day.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Johnny, do you mind if I take a picture with you?
Yeah, it's okay.
Elijah.
Yeah. The great prophet Eli. Isn't it?
We don't know. Yeah. Apart from Israel, Elijah.
Yeah, so I think it's
Elisha. Hi,
Elisha.
Elisha, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Elisha. Ah.
It's a Western pronunciation. So how long are you going to spend here in Thailand?
Two months. This is like a third or fourth week here.
So you go all over the places, or?
Yeah.
I used to stay in Wat Maha Thot, so we have friends in Wat Maha Thot in Bangkok.
Maha Thot. Oh.
And then Wat Arun is where my preceptor.
Who?
Wat Arun is.
Oh, Wat Arun.
I took Panchasila at Wat Arun.
Oh, okay.
So we have some of the abbots there that we go and say hello to.
Mm.
and another Ajahn who gives he's a very good English speaker, so mm-hmm. he gives very lucid Dhamma, mm-hmm. practical Dhamma talk, like yourself and mm-hmm. Mahabodhis. Mm-hmm. So then there was a monk from Isan in Nakhon Sakhon, that we planned to find. He's the forest monk, but he's a little bit more difficult to find.
Interesting. Difficult to find.
Yeah, he doesn't stay in temples very often.
Wow.
He lives literally in the forest. All the time. But now he is 60, so...
So you might live a bit more in a temple.
I think so, maybe.
Yeah. So, the moment the body fails, you know, I mean, you start to don't go wondering about anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, you know, there's hardly forest where you can really walk for days on end. Yeah.
Mm.
There's only these pieces of forest, 15 minutes,
yeah.
and then you're out of the forest.
Yeah, it's already deforested.
It's all deforested.
Yeah,
know,
it's very that. Sad.
Yeah.
Coming here, we see like really very lush. I said, oh, it's so beautiful, it's so lush. And he said, yes, for now.
And for now, yeah. It's all the rubber trees. Yeah. Rubber trees.
Oh. Yeah. That's a good deforesting rubber trees?
I mean, they're deforested and now they plant rubber trees.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Only here there are no rubber trees.
Mm. This is this land is donated or it's part of the.
It has been donated and partly has been bought. Yeah. So the first part has been donated. Yeah, and the second part has been bought.
Bought by who?
By a monk, you know. Mm-hmm.
By a monk.
By a monk and lay people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they donated money.
Monks can own property.
No, it's a monastery that owns the property.
Mm.
So, I mean, if you're a monk, you know, you buy property, you can buy the property, but it belongs to the Sangha.
Mm-hmm. 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 Good. Like it's trust.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see. Very good.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Ajahn. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow again.
Yeah. And I mean, if you're around here for 2 months, yeah? Visit Lumputang, yeah, in your life.
We will. Yes. We were just down to see Abhijato and Pattaya.
Ajahn Suchatka.
Yeah.
And he is not far away, maybe 2 hours, 1.5 hours.
Okay.